It's a very famous verse, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 10:41. It's one of the verses devotees frequently memorize. And if not, then they should. Sometimes it turns out that you know some verses that you didn't know you know. So this is one of these verses, because you hear them a lot. Yad yad vibhutim atsattvam Shrimad urjitam evava tat tat evava gacchatvam mama tejom shasambhavam. Yad, yad. Whatever. Vibhuti. Opulences. Mat. Having. Sattvam. Existence. Srimat. Beautiful. Urjitam. Glorious. Eva. Certainly. Va. Or. Tat tat. All those. Eva. Certainly. Avagacha. Must know. Tvam. You. Mama. My. Teja. Of the splendor. Amsha. Apart, sambhavam, born of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Purport, very short purport. Any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in the spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. Yadyadvi bhuti matsattvam shimadur jitameva tatadeva gacchatvam mama tejom shasambhavam. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. You think you're saying this is a material? Yeah, we need Shastra Chakshum. We need to see through the eyes of the Shastra. You know? According to... Yeah, put inside and then... Like a periscope, you know. Krishna is wonderful. Yes. Krishna is glorious. He is powerful. He is beautiful. He is everything. And if you have another opinion, you may think that maybe there is something more wonderful, more beautiful, more something, somebody who is more kind, somebody who is more glorious. If you think like this, read this verse and then you will understand. No. What they have is a borrowed plume. I don't know about your parents and grandparents. I still remember my father used to have a hat. A hat with a... I don't even know what are they called these days. No. It's short, but there are some borders. They have some name. I don't remember the name for that in English. I think if you look at the old documentaries from the 50s and the 60s, up to that time, a man would not dare to show in public without a hat. It was only JFK, President John F. Kennedy, who was the first who came to inauguration, his presidential inauguration, without his hat, with his uncovered head, and that was the end of the hat industry. Because they said, oh, he goes without a hat, we can also go without a hat. But I still remember my father, you know, he had a nice coat. Како? Maybe, I don't know if it's, they say it were some other, well, it seems that it was actually some crazy guy. So, who killed him? Many people were angry, but who killed him was some strange guy. Anyway, so what I'm saying that in that hat, my father had a feather, a nice feather, and often he would bring from the forest, whenever he would go somewhere for a picnic, a beautiful feather with brown and blue and white colors. We call it soika. Soika. I think you call it jaybird. Yes. Yeah, you call it jaybird. Let me. I will tell you. I will ask Google Maharaj and we'll see. J. And no, it doesn't have. Wait! I have a very big dictionary. Let's see in that big dictionary. Google doesn't know. See? Yeah, show you. They have on the side they have a little, they are normally light brown, but on the side they have little blue. Nice. So he had this feather. So it was considered special elegance to have a nice feather. Yes. Very elegant. And sometimes you can see they have some ostrich feathers, some other feathers, some feather. So, if I put a feather into my hat or into my hair, then is it my feather or is it the feather of that beautiful, feather of that beautiful bird? It's not my feather. I actually must admit I have no feathers. Neither nice nor even not nice feathers. So that's called borrowed plumes. Borrowed plumes. So if we see something beautiful, powerful, wonderful, then it's been taken from Krishna. And in fact, this is an exercise that's practiced by yogis, my Sankirtan, my Bhakta leader. He was a he was a yogi from before, so he said this is a special meditation. So whatever you see that's amazing in this world, you first note that there is this quality of something amazing. So first you realize there is the it's some kind of a Platonic idea, yes, that there is some perfect idea of beauty, form, glory. There are more than these. And then you remember that they are all coming from Krishna. This is all coming from Krishna. This way, you can connect everything. You can always connect everything you see to Krishna. In the same chapter in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna says, you know what? When Uddhava asks him the same question, he says, you know what? The same question I was asked by Arjuna on the battlefield. So I will tell you what I told him. And he goes on to tell the same things. Plus, there is 81 vibhuti here in the Bhagavad Gita. But in the Bhagavatam, he adds maybe 15 more to those. So maybe 100 vibhutis he lists. And at the end, he says a similar verse. It's also 40. So this is 41, this is 40. So he says, Teja shir kirti raishvaryam hristyaga sobagam baga viryam titiksha vijyanam yatra yatra samemshaka. Some similar words. Whatever power, beauty, fame, opulence, humility, renunciation, mental pleasure, fortune. Some people are very fortunate, isn't it? Just everything happens very nicely. Bhaga. Tolerance. Oh, no, sorry. Strength. Tolerance. Or spiritual knowledge. There may be. Is simply an expansion of my opulence. Amshaka. It's a particle of my power. So, same things that are here, but a few are added. For example, humility. Hri. Humility or modesty is added, which is a very special quality, which is not appreciated by everybody. As I mentioned, Greeks and Romans didn't seem to have this. It was not considered a good quality. They wouldn't understand why you should be humble. What's the point? Glory, renunciation. Renunciation also is a quality that also nowadays doesn't seem to be a virtue. Not frequently glorified. Do you find that renunciation is glorified in the modern society? Huh? It doesn't sound like a big value. We certainly like that others should be renounced around us. That's especially if they are serving pizza. We like that our neighbor is renounced. He says, no, give to him. Yes, last year for 5 months, or how many months I was here, Maharaj would, every lunch, would leave me a sweet, a plate with a sweet. So I liked the fact that he was renounced from his sweet. I thought it's a very good virtue. But in these last 17 months, it seems that he has adjusted his, it's already well regulated what is brought, so maybe he doesn't have much to renounce for the neighbors. So Krishna says these are all coming from me. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that also qualities that devotees have are given to you by Krishna. So Krishna sees that, this devotee is serving me. This is such a nice devotee. And then he thinks, which quality should I give this devotee? And then sometimes devotees have a plan. So when we had Bhakti Vaibhav, we usually have a plan and we have priorities. Which quality do you want first to be developed? So some devotees have satisfaction, some simplicity, some detachment. Ananda Vardhana Prabhu, do you remember some qualities that you had high priority for development? Humility, yes. But if you do not have the shopping list, if you don't have a shopping list ready, number 1, number 2, number 5, number 20, then Krishna, he wants to give you blessings, and then he says, what should I give you? And then, this and that, and then, you know, he will not wait forever, so he just gives some blessings. That's why it's good to have very clear goals. As, again, some ancient philosophers were saying, if you do not have a destination, you do not have a favorable wind. If you don't have a destination, if you don't know where you are going, there is no favorable wind for you. Because, you know, you don't know where you are going. Whereas if you know where you are going, then even if there is the opposite wind, there is a way to zigzag against this direction. There is a way to move there. So having clarity helps. So it's also been noticed that if devotees do set very clear goals about virtues, about qualities, Krishna is very merciful, and usually he sends. I have heard this many times. I have heard this many times from the students. Usually, this is something we don't like to do. Yeah, if I tell you you must set goals, they'll say yeah. Then I say set them in writing. So yeah, of course. So then what we do, usually we say, okay, take a pen, take a piece of paper, and take 2 minutes and write it down. So sometimes when you do this in the class, the students look at you like, you know, you offered them to, you know, like spit in the middle of the class, or you offered them something very civilized. It's not so comfortable. So in New Delhi, some of senior students from the VHE, they run their own courses, so they said that when they were asking devotees to set some goals in spiritual life, in life in general, in the beginning, their group, devotees in their Namahata, devotees in their group, they hated this. They really hated this. And then, after some months and years, they said that their devotees from their Namahata or from their, I don't remember which groups they run, Namahata, Bhakti Shastri, I think Bhakti Shastri they also run, yes. They run several groups. So they said that the devotees from their group, after 1 year, they said, hey, you know what? It's been long time we didn't write down any goals. Can we maybe take some time and write it down? And try to think. It's actually very helpful just to take a little time and think. Also, it's very good if you write it down, because sometimes you are surprised how Krishna is mercifully fulfilling the most unexpected, the most amazing goals you set. Sometimes you set some goal and you think, well, let me write it. It's our philosophy. I have to write it down. What to do? Like, I greet every difficulty with a laughter. Yes? So you think, okay, let me write it down. That sounds good. So the person writes it down, and then after some time, after some years, the person may notice, actually, I do not become so disturbed as I used to become disturbed before. Because Krishna is merciful, and Krishna is eager to give you blessings. It doesn't mean that absolutely everything he gives you. But it's helpful if we have clarity. That's called clarity. This is sattva-gun. Sattva-gun. In sattvic culture, we are always very clear. What are we doing? Where are we going? And how are we getting there? At least the goal is clear. Before every yajna, even before japa, even before every lecture, we do it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, even this is a very short goal setting. Okay, I'm doing this to please Vasudeva Krishna and to increase my Krishna consciousness. At least this is the idea. We invoke mercy. Otherwise, in front of every shastra, you will usually see, that's classic, you will have that Vishnu Kirtyai Vini Yoga, Vishnu Prityai Vini Yoga. The goal is to please Vishnu, to glorify Vishnu, to do something. So setting goals is important. And if you set goals, then Krishna is giving blessings. And even qualities that devotees have are given to devotees by Krishna, who shares with you his own qualities. So is it normal, or is it, do you like this or you don't like this, that Krishna shares with you his qualities? What do you think? Is it, on one hand, it sounds good because he must have a lot of it, right? If there is a quality or a virtue and Krishna shares, then it will be a real good amount and quite reliable, inexhaustible, and definitely spiritual, on one hand, right? On the other hand, sometimes I do feel a little, how to say, not really awkward, but a little small doubt. Aren't I supposed to become myself? Don't I have any qualities of my own that are real, that I should uncover, that I should bring forward? Do you feel this sometimes, that this is very famous? This is self-realization and self-actualization. You should become yourself. Be your own self. Because nobody else will be you instead of you. Right? So Shachinanda Maharaj says some scary things, that you should accept who I am. You should accept who I am, and then serve Krishna, offer to Krishna, and purify. Because if I have some false idea about myself, then I will end up purifying not myself, but this false idea of the self. So just imagine that for 20 years you are washing a coat, and then it turns out it's not your coat. There's a story given in India, how a guy is coming and putting money in his retirement account in a bank. And every month he's putting some money, he's coming and giving the number of the account and putting money. And then he retires and he wants to withdraw. And then it turns out that his whole life he was putting money, he had one number wrong, one digit wrong. So the whole life he was saving money on somebody else's account. He was putting it somewhere else, not in his account. I think it was, where was it? Was it in Ukraine that somebody, by mistake, he was given $50,000 by mistake. Some glitch in the computer. So he reported to the bank and he said, sorry, it seems that I didn't have this much money. So they thanked him and they gave him a big price. I forgot how much. I gave him a big big amount. Not 50,000, but maybe 10,000 or something. Okay, you keep it because you didn't spend it, so you can keep it. Something like this. But this is a good story. And materialistic life and false ego is a sad story. It's a sad story that we are saving in the wrong account. So having very clear idea about the self, about the goal, is very important. And there is very good news. There is a world conspiracy. Zarota. Yeah. There is a world conspiracy of very powerful personalities who are trying to bless you, to create your good fortune. There is Krishna. There is Balaram, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and whole five people there. And they are coming. First, Advaita Acharya secretly prays and brings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are so many ways he spreads blessings. He says, anybody who sees this deity will get a blessing. Anybody who hears this story will get a blessing. Anybody who hears how Prataparudra was sweeping in front of the road, in front of Lord Jagannath, in front of the chariot, he will definitely become a very good devotee of the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya. Anybody who remembers how Lord Balarama went on pilgrimage will be fully successful and will become a great devotee. Anybody who reads, actually it comes two times. It comes in chapter 3, canto 3. Krishna says, anybody who chants your prayers, Brahma, he will fulfill all his desires. And in canto 10, also we have Brahma's prayers, very famous, chapter 14, very beautiful, very deep. And there, Srila Prabhupada says, in the end, anybody who reads this chapter will have all their spiritual desires fulfilled. So if you have any spiritual desire that is not fulfilled yet, this is a secret. It's there in Shukadev Goswami's Bhagavatam and reinforced even more strongly by Srila Prabhupada. That you just read and you get spiritual success. Shukadev Goswami in general just says, Kritartabhi, you achieve complete perfection. You achieve complete perfection. So there is a world conspiracy of the good. I mean, there are plenty of different types of conspiracies, but we are lucky that there are very powerful, very many very powerful personalities who try their best to spread mercy. And somehow or other, we have already been captured. Anybody who hears this, anybody who is here, you are already on the list, at least on several lists. At least several lists for many, many blessings. And there are some regular blessings, plus there are some occasional increased blessings, plus there are some festival blessings, like we have Balaram, then we have Janmashtami in a few days, then Prabhupada Vyasa Puja in the biography of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there is an interesting story that when Bhaktisiddhantaji celebrated his Guru's Vyasa Puja for the first time in Kolkata, before that, they struggled with resources and funds and everything. But after they celebrated, Bhaktisiddhantaji celebrated the Vyasa Puja, I understand of Gorkishore Das Babaji, must be, right? Or maybe Gorkishore Das Babaji and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I don't remember clearly. But I remember it was Vyasa Puja. Then, I think it was Jati Shekhar. So he says, after that, there was absolutely no difficulty at any point. Everything became really smooth. So, this is the good news. This is the good news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing, Srila Prabhupada is bringing. Plus, you can join the conspiracy and get in extra benefit. Your benefit will be much increased if you try to also distribute some blessings to somebody else. So now we have so many nice singers and again festivals, so many ways to spread mercy. Even just praying for other devotees, even just to praying for the good fortune of others, and especially devotees, is very helpful, is already very powerful. So then you join that good conspiracy that's present in this universe. You join Krishna's party, you join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party, and then we will be able to see all these good things as Krishna's glory, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's opulence, Krishna's mental pleasure. This is interesting, mental pleasure and good fortune. And good fortune. So that's our movement. Increasing of the good fortune. Svastyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam deyantu bhutani shivam mitodhya manascha badram bhajata dadokshaje aveshyatom no matirapya haituki, says Prahlad Maharaj in 5.18.9. May the whole universe be happy. And even the rascals, may they be pacified, prasidatu, or at least get prasadam. And may people purify their heart by pure devotional service, means dedicated devotional service. And by the power of that devotional service, wish each other well. So he's also praying for us. We read that at the very end, he requests Narasimhadev, saying that, dear Lord, because Narasimhadev insists, ask me something. Ask something from me. And Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not worshipping you for blessings. He says, no, please ask. He said, but my Lord, you're not hiring, and I'm not for hire either. I'm your devotee. So then Narasimhadev says, ask for a blessing, ask for something to make me happy. Just to make me happy, ask something. So then Prahlad, he asks, among other things, he says, make everybody free and make everybody a devotee. And Narasimhadev says, yes. So Jiva Goswami, again, he explains, how is it possible that, again, we see the universe will be filled by new jivas. So those went out, but we are the new ones. So then he says, everybody means every jiva about whom Prahlad could think, who could be part of Prahlad Maharaja's desire. So how to become a part of this group? By remembering Prahlad Narasimha, as we do every day. When you remember them, then you join the group about whom Prahlad could think, and then his blessing also spreads on you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Some questions, comments, points? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you. That example from Sachnandana Maharaj, can you explain, please, by some example? Because I really don't understand if I act totally like wrong person. However I act, actually, if I serve Krishna, that will purify my heart, not others' heart. Can you just, I really don't understand.
Yeah, it's a little extreme. It's meant to scare us a little bit. But the idea is, for example, if I imagine that I am very humble and very merciful, like in that quote that, this is a quote, the guy says, what the world needs the most are more geniuses who are humble, because there are so few of us. So if I think I'm humble, if I say I'm not just kind, I'm the kindest person in the world. Show me anybody who is kinder. I'll just kill him, and again I'll be the kindest person in the world. So then, yes, I will be purified by being in touch with devotees, but I will not be purified from my pride and from my cruelty. Because I do not think I have cruelty. I think I'm not cruel, so I will not be purifying my cruelty. I will think I am very humble. Don't you see? Did you notice? Did you notice how humble I am? I am very humble. So then how will I purify my pride? Of course, devotees are very merciful. They are more merciful than... So they will find the button to... They will find the balloon of false ego, and they'll pinprick it and to get out the hot air. But if I'm too proud, I will accuse them. I will say, why are you, what are you doing? You're envious. You're so cruel. So that's the idea. If I do not accept that I need to wash my clothes, then I will not be washing my clothes. I'll be doing something else. I'm clean. I'm fine. Yeah. That's the idea. Of course, any connection with Krishna is a blessing. But I understand that Chachinand Maharaj tries to inspire us to not waste time, be focused, and move in the optimal way. Okay.
I think I understand. Second question, if I not too much. Yeah, it was really encouraging when you mentioned that point that Panchatattva is here to help. Krishna is here to help Balarama, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I was thinking if they are ready to help in give mercy in any moment, how is that seems that it is so difficult and so slow progress when we try to do something, build something, change something in life. It is not so easy. It needs time.
Where? In my life or others' lives?
In my life, let's
my
say.
My life.
Yeah. So my point is mercy. What is mercy, actually? Should I open myself more to get more mercy? Why it is not so easy to change something, since we have all mercy we need, actually? Yeah.
I understand the main form of mercy. I heard two things. One manifestation is devotee association. So if there are devotees around, means that you have a lot of mercy. There's a lot of mercy. And in many ways, in many practical ways, also, in mystical ways, also, and, you know, we can ask for blessings. And if you can compare being with devotees and not being with devotees, it's a big, big difference, right? Another way there is mercy is service, having some service. That you can do some service that is authorized, it's given, that is desired. Somebody wants this service, and then you do it, and they take it, and you can give, and they take the service. That's also not always available. We can always, of course, chant, remember, read, but we will advance the quickest if we can offer more and more of our talents and capacities. The more we can engage ourselves, the more we will feel how we are progressing. I know some devotees, so one friend was very depressed. And he said, this life is finished. Why should I continue living? What can I do? What service can I do? And I have this suffering, I have that suffering, I have this trouble. Why should I continue living? And then the other devotee told him, so even if you die, what will be your task? Your task will be the same, to lovingly serve Krishna and devotees and increase your taste for loving service. It's the same task. So what you're saying is a manifestation of your desire to become free, to get liberation, to get liberation. But liberation is certainly very nice when you're suffering. It's very nice when we are suffering. But it's not the goal of existence. Because, okay, I'm free, I will be free from this suffering, but will I realize myself? No. To realize myself, I have to increase my love for Krishna. That's my task. And this, can you continue doing this? Can you try to develop better taste for serving Krishna now? Yeah, I can. Right? So that's our. It's important to have a very clear idea what we are here for. Not to get more stars on our epaulets, not to get a higher seat, or to get mystic powers, or even happiness and freedom from suffering. We are here to develop our loving. Deepen our loving relationship with Krishna. This is our eternal task. And Bhagavatam says that there is no obstacle to this. So if you are very clear, what are you working upon? So then you can work upon this. Okay.
Thank you so much. It has sense.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ah, sure. Avadhutara, yes? Okay.
Avadhutara does. This shloka 41 excludes many things. I mean, yesterday it was said we should see everything in connection to Krishna. Anything not seeing like that is Maya. why Krishna here is exclusive?
Yeah, thank you. It's a longer question. I did want to read. I suggest, Avadhuta Rai Prabhu, that maybe you can check out Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary to 11.16.41, where he explains how Indra is Krishna's vibhuti, but not for his relatives, not for his relatives. So it's some food for thought. But not only good and pleasant things are Krishna, also bad things are from Krishna. So for this we have every canto of the Bhagavatam describing the universal form. So irreligion is Krishna's back. Hell is Krishna's rectum. So there is a place for everything. So you see something bad, you can think, this is Krishna's rectum. It's also Krishna. I mean, not Krishna, but universal form. Vishwarupa. In this way you can go from one part, then you can remember, okay, but he also has the lotus feet and the lotus smile, and then we can connect everything to Krishna. All is coming from Krishna. Everything has some purpose in this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.